shifting its focus to southeastern Ukraine. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's the assessment of Ukrainian President Zelensky, who told CNN State of the Union through a translator it's important for Ukraine to stand its ground in the Donbas region.
Our grouping that is located in Donbas is one of the best military we have. It is a large grouping, and Russia wants to encircle them and destroy them. It is nearly 40,000 people. It is 44,000 professional military men who survived a great war from the beginning of 2014.
Meanwhile, the war-ravaged port city of Mariupol appears to be on the brink of falling. Pope Francis leads Easter Sunday Mass at the Vatican.
Dear brothers and sisters, enlivened by the grace of Christ who conquered death, let us pray with confidence to the Father in heaven who cares for all his creatures with love.
Pope called for peace in Ukraine and in other war-torn regions. Despite increasingly larger numbers of migrants crossing at the southern border, the White House stands behind lifting Title 42 next month. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha on Fox News Sunday.
The CDC scientists determined that Title 42 is not necessary at the border. And by the way, that goes into effect in late May. It gives us time to assess things, and that's a public health decision made by the CDC, and I think that they're following the evidence as they see it.
Title 42 allows border officials to quickly expel migrants for public health reasons. A shooting in South Carolina at a club in Hampton County early today left at least 9 people injured. There's no information on the severity of injuries. It comes after a shooting in Columbia, South Carolina yesterday that left 14 people injured, 9 with gunshots. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It might not be over yet for Elon Musk and his effort to buy Twitter after the company adopted a so-called poison pill measure to make it more difficult.
Musk may be recruiting partners to join his bid to take over Twitter. This comes after the board's attempt to thwart his plan to buy out the tech giant. Musk has vowed to ensure freedom of speech across the platform.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The poison pill would allow Twitter's board to flood the market with new shares, making a full takeover prohibitively expensive. An eerie discovery on the street of New York City yesterday morning in Queens.
Finding a woman's body inside a duffel bag, local residents made the discovery and called 911. The medical examiner is currently working on how she died. Police confirmed there was a trail of blood between the bag and a house. So far, no arrests have been made.
Arthur Jian with Fox affiliate WNYW. Police questioned members of the woman's family who are reportedly persons of interest. One of 3 people detained in a South Carolina mall shooting yesterday has been arrested. No one was killed, but 14 people were injured. 9 were shot and the others hurt in the melee. The 22-year-old man's expected to be charged with unlawful carrying of a pistol. A teenage girl in Massachusetts prevents a home robbery and helps catch the suspect. Fox's Ann Carrick explains.
A relaxing morning on the first day of spring break, disrupted by a home invasion. That's when 14-year-old Avery Cormier grabbed 2 steak knives and chased the would-be robber out of her house. After confronting the robber and yelling at him, Cormier grabbed her phone and recorded video of 58-year-old Joseph Ridge driving away, capturing his license plate, and then called 911 to report the crime. Police credit admit the teen's quick thinking and video with leading them to the suspect. They say Ridge was out on bail with 140 prior arraignments, some for violent offenses dating back to 1980. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.